It's International Women's Day. It's a big day, and often it's the high flyers, business leaders, community leaders, and politicians who are interviewed for the day. And we'll certainly get to that. But we wanted to talk to our young women to see what life was like for them and to find out what challenges they may be facing. Erin Fletcher belongs to a pioneering family of Moreton Bay. She volunteers her expertise with this very radio station. But there's a whole lot more to our lovely young Erin. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Erin, can you tell us a little bit about the Erin story?
Well, the Erin story is that I come from a very loving and supportive family, which I'm pretty lucky. My parents always took my brother and I on many road trips growing up, which led to a love of travel. I've travelled up and down the eastern seaboard of Australia from the Torres Strait to the very bottom of Tasmania. From there, I've travelled to 17 countries across Europe, Asia and the United States. I've been a saxophone player for 16 years and currently play with the Brisbane Regional Youth Orchestra. And I've toured with them internationally in LA, New York and Japan, including performances in Carnegie Hall and the Bandstand in Central Park in New York.
Oh, woof. As a young woman in today's society, have you experienced challenges or barriers in your life because of your gender?
I have to a degree, yes. One of the challenges I have faced in places I've worked at is sometimes that it's hard to put into words, but in my past experiences can feel like a little bit of a power discrepancy between male and female colleagues, mixed with sort of receiving respect, but only to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. That we all make assumptions about people and situations. That's just a part of being human. But interactions in the past I've had with a variety of people have been spoken to in a bit of a condescending manner, or assumed I needed a topic or concept like really broken down and simplified for me to understand. Rather than asking me so what my knowledge base is, people just jump in and start explaining, not sort of checking if I knew that already. I mean, just a quick, hey, do you know how this works, for example, could save plenty of time for everyone involved. Another challenge too was in healthcare. I have endometriosis, and it's Endometriosis Awareness Month this month in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had my fair share of doctor's appointments over the years. I've had some wonderful doctors and nurses take care of me. However, I have had some terrible appointments too. Assumptions again come into this, but I've had appointments with male OBGYNs where I would talk about my symptoms but felt like they hadn't actually listened to a word I said. On one occasion, I was explaining how I had passed out from pain, and one doctor casually said, "Oh, that sucks." I was just didn't feel like I was being listened to or taken seriously by some medical professionals, and I think that can be quite detrimental to the health of women and those with uteruses. It can make you, I guess, unsure of the symptoms that you're experiencing and if they need to be seen by a doctor or just to wait them out, when reality is that if something is going wrong with you, you need to see a doctor.
Mm.
I think it can make you feel like your healthcare is a bit out of your hands and sometimes not up to you despite being your body.
Okay. That's a little bit sad to hear that. Coming back onto the International Women's Day, Erin, do you sort of see anything, or how do young people perceive feminism?
I can only speak for my experiences, but I think that there is a lot of goodness out there when it comes to feminism, some extremism too, as with anything. I think International Women's Day, it's a chance to bring to light issues that not only affect women, but issues that negatively affect human beings as a whole, such as one example is medical trials up until roughly 20 years ago, regularly being performed on male participants and not accounting for gender, ethnicity or cultural background. Having had more to do with the healthcare side of things through my own journey and through work, I really think it's on the way up. One example is there's a push in maternity areas for women and people with uteruses for women-centred care, meaning a prioritisation of the needs, perspectives and preferences of women to improve healthcare outcomes and just having a positive experience on a whole. I think this is the sort of effect feminism can have.
Look, Erin, we've got lots and lots of things that we can talk about with you. Could you stay with us a little while and we'll just have a song break and we'll come right back to you?
Absolutely.
Thank you. We're back with Erin Fletcher. Erin, thanks for staying with us. Now, is there a current female role model that inspires you?
I would have to say that's my grade six teacher. She was about 30 at the time, and she'd just come back from a working holiday in the UK to come teach us, which is exactly what I'm hoping to embark on in June, to head over to the UK. She would sit us down in a sort of a circle, tell us stories and pass around photos that she took for us to have a look at of her travels. There was a lot of photos from the UK. I know there was one in Egypt which really stood out for me, and across Europe, and I just fell in love with the idea. I've reached a point in my life where I think I feel like I'm able to finally sort of go out and go do that and sort of really enjoy myself.
Erin, if there was a possibility of having dinner with two inspirational women from your past or your present, who would you choose and why?
It'd be two from the present, but a little bit maybe unexpected, but one would be Dita Von Teese. She's an American burlesque dancer whose way of life is something I quite admire. I think she's one of the most stunning and elegant women. Her whole vibe is sort of vintage old Hollywood, and it's just fabulous. The other one, I think, would be Carole King. I learnt a little bit about her when I was in uni and sort of what she went through to get to where she is. And I think it's just fascinating, sort of the whole journey, sort of writing hits for people from the age of 17 before making it in her own right as a singer and songwriter in the early 70s. I think that's quite unusual for a woman to sort of get to that point.
Well, there you go. I hope all of those things happen for you as well. Erin Fletcher, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and celebrating International Women's Day with us here on Morning Magazine today. And you're keeping us informed, and also 101.5 is keeping our community connected and informed. Thank you.
Thank you.